Mr. Kissinger.
Yeah, Mr. President.
I had a couple of other points that I thought we ought to check on. You know, when we go into the business, those three rather rhetorical sentences about it is not the United States that did this and that. You know, the invading of the other country brings back memories of Laos and Cambodia, does it not? I mean, do we... I mean, if you're talking about the present time, that's one thing. If you're...
That's it. I get the point.
I mean, I just don't like to give them any damn thing to fire at, you see. And,
You, in other words, would you like to take them out, then?
Well, I don't want to take them all out, but I guess just let me find the page where it is.
Yeah.
It is not the United States. It is not the United States. I think you could leave. You see, there are three. You could say it is not the United States or South Vietnam, which has sought military victory. I don't like to say that either, but that's. I guess it's true. It is not the United States or South Vietnam, which has sought military victory or escalated the war. Then it is said, is not the United States or South Vietnam, which has invaded another country. That I think we'd better just leave out, you know. Somebody's going to say, now what about Cambodia and Laos? Now you and I know what about it, but you see my point?
Right, right, right.
It is North Vietnam and North Vietnam alone that has done all these things. See my point?
Right.
If you relate it to that, I think that one has to come out. Would you agree?
I agree.
All right.
In fact, we can say... It is not the United States which has sought military victory. I'd leave out or escalated the war.
Well, or why not leave out military victory?
Oh, I see.
It's the military victory that bothers me, I think.
Oh, which has escalated the war, you'd say.
Yeah. Why don't we strike the military victory? It is not the United States which has escalated the war. Can we say that? How about that?
Well, again, you just get critics saying...
All right. But you want to say who has sought military victory or escalated the war. Is that... I don't mind saying that.
I would just leave out or escalated the war, which has sought military victory.
You mean, you think that helped us to say that?
Well, that's what I'm not sure about. Well, maybe we should drop that whole paragraph. I feel if you have problems with it.
I think it has some problems. I think it has
then
some.
I think we
better take it out. I think, and we have their answer. We very strongly say their answer to every peace offer has been to escalate the war. That's a pretty strong sentence.
That's right. I think we should take it out.
All right, Henry, good.
Right.
I had one other thing briefly.
We found, incidentally, Mr. President, that some of these mines are going to go off in 58 hours, so... We've had to change a sentence of yours. And since 58 hours sounds like such a nutty period, we put in three daylight hours, which is correct.
In three daylight hours.
In three daylight periods.
Yeah, she's got that here, yeah.
She's got it.
Yeah. Wait just one second, will you? Let's see. Sort of getting... Bet you at your office?
Yes, I am.
Fine. Well, I'll ring you whenever I find it.
Right, Mr. President.